Okay, what's going on?
AudioToYou.com.
The home of quality podcasts.
Stay tuned to this channel.
Shutters Inc. with Bruce Williams and Shelton Muller.
Hi, and welcome to episode 137 of Shutters Inc. This is going to be something a little bit different, as you were forewarned in the last episode. Last weekend, we all went to Echuca down on the border of Victoria and New South Wales for a full weekend, fully comprehensive photography workshop with Shelton and Glenn. To say it was a mind-blowing experience would be an understatement. And the only reason I'm re-recording this intro was because I mistakenly introduced it when I recorded it in Echuca as episode 136, when obviously it should have been episode 137. So I'll leave it here and we'll cross over to what we recorded in Echuca last weekend. Please forgive the audio quality. We were sitting outdoors in a beer garden, so you will hear the occasional wind gusts. I will do my best to compress and level the signal out as much as I can, but obviously it's not going to be up to my regular standards. Just letting you know. All right, here we go. Hi, and welcome to episode 136 of Shutters Inc. We're coming to you live from the beer garden of the Bridge Hotel at Echuca. We have just finished day one of a full comprehensive weekend photo workshop.
Yeah.
And I can say from my own personal experience, it's been absolutely eye-opening. Shelton, thank you very, very much.
Oh, Bruce, my pleasure. Honestly, my pleasure.
Sitting at the table with us, we have the lovely Natasha Humble.
Hello.
Representing the fairer sex. Nathan Muller.
What?
Hello.
Also representing the fairer sex.
Hello.
Hello, hello,
Adam Davidson.
Evening.
Welcome. Thanks. And Richard Annable.
G'day.
The Richard Annable.
Thanks, Bruce.
No worries.
He's $50.
Checks in the mail, yeah.
That's info at rxaphotography.com.
And that'll be the last time you hear that tonight.
Yep. Not any further mentions, you'll let it out, won't you?
Absolutely. What is everyone...
Hang
on, shh.
Tamara Bodor, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, hello.
So what have people's opinions been of today?
Food.
Okay. Well, to be honest, probably there's two people at this table who could answer that the most honestly, and that would be you and Adam, because you're here, you know, shooting. I mean, Nathan, Richard and I are tutors.
Yep.
Natasha's been, you know, the model.
Yep.
So probably you and Adam answer that more honestly than any of us could.
And Tam.
Adam?
Oh, and Tam, of course.
What have your thoughts been about today?
The main thing for me today was just Richard just pointing things out to me that I would never have seen.
Right.
Like,
as in angles.
She's cute.
Yeah.
I would have noticed that.
And who told you she was cute?
Yeah.
Come on.
She was cute.
Anyway, moving on, sorry.
No, while we were shooting around the Trick of Town itself,
yeah.
Which was just like... Adam, there, done, shot, do this,
yep.
There, and not in a million years would I have seen that.
Right.
Just coming from a landscape shooter's point of view to go towards portraits and weddings, because I got 6 weeks before I could...
You got a shooter wedding.
Yeah. It's a bit sort of nerve-wracking at the moment. But yeah, Richard's just gone bang, 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 that's it. If there's 10 shots there, there's...
Yeah.
And then... Tash gave me a good kick in the pants this afternoon.
Oh, we don't need to mention that on air.
Good job, Tash.
Actually, Tash has been great. Feet. As a model, I never expected a model to point out the failings of the photographer.
And apparently there were quite a few.
but it's been good to have that input from the model side. You know... Those of us who are here know that this morning we shot some stuff on the paddle steamer and also on the wharf before we got on the paddle steamer.
Yeah.
And, you know, those shots that I took, speaking from my own personal experience, they looked awesome, but they looked like Shelton Muller shots.
They were that good.
They were that good.
Yeah.
And it was big.
Excuse me, but that comment was not intended to elicit laughter. I was just being deadly honest.
Well, they must be excellent shots, Bruce.
Thanks, Nate.
Thanks, son.
Golf clap.
I'm up there, son. 5 minutes, yeah.
Oh, F5.
And as I said to Shelton afterwards, you know, I'm hesitant to put those shots on a business card because I don't feel like they were me. I might have pushed the button that actually released the shutter, but Shelton had so much input into the way that shot was set up, and I would have felt a little fraudulent about going ahead and putting those on a business card. But now at the end of the day, I feel like I've learned so much that I can now go away and shoot that style of shot on my own without any input from Shelton and get the same result. Now, you've said many times, Shelton, you don't want to just adapt this or you know, take on the style of your mentor.
Yeah.
You really want to take it and break it apart and reconstruct it and turn it into something that's your own. And obviously, that's my homework from here on in.
Yep.
But I can only say thank you for what I've learned in the last 12 hours. It's just been mind-boggling.
Cool. Can I ask you?
14 hours.
Yeah. 14. 14 and counting, and we've got a few more hours to go.
Can I ask you, if you were to perhaps make a list, a short list, a long list, a bullet point, whatever, of things that you have learned or understood or honed today, what would they be, do you think?
Okay. The first would be just that very simple catchphrase that when working with flash, the aperture relates to what the flash is doing.
Yep.
And the shutter speed relates to what the ambient light is doing.
Yep.
That has really been sort of brought home to me, I think even more so just in the last couple of hours when we were out on the riverbend in the dusk.
Yeah.
That really sunk in, that a shift in the shutter speed affects how much ambient light you're bringing into the shot, but a shift in the aperture changes what the flash is contributing to that shot.
Yep.
So to me, that's probably been the biggest revelation of the day.
Cool. Do you see places in your future photography where you'll use that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, I feel a lot more confident working with flash now because of that understanding.
Yeah.
So that, to me, that's probably the biggest thing. And that's, you know, it's been a slow revelation across the whole day, but that last couple of hours out on the bend in the river has really cemented that in my mind.
Fantastic.
You know, doing the several different poses that Tash and I did in a couple of different locations there, and just working with those different values and seeing how it affected the shot. It's, I mean, I've always said, you know, that you can read about it, you can listen to it, but the only way to really absorb knowledge is to actually go out and do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's really been brought home to me in the last couple of hours. So
one of the people on the at the workshop, he's just sitting over there just happily enjoying his own space at the moment, young David.
Yep. Which one?
David Oakley.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, the good looking David.
Right.
Oh, sorry, don't tell the others I said that. Sorry.
The one with the most hair.
Yeah. Don't we all, and don't I hate
it? At audiotou.com.
David has been hanging around in the periphery today because he's not the kind of person to put himself forward, right? And he doesn't feel like he wants to intrude and that kind of thing, even though, as I had a good chat with him and let him know that he's paid to intrude, you know. He has paid his money and he's welcome to intrude. But he thought that he could just stand aside and you know, pick up what we were saying and learn without actually getting in front of other people, taking some photographs.
Taking control.
So I spent a few minutes with him, with Natasha and myself, and, you know, showed him how to spot meter a scene and meter for the light, etc. And that few minutes that I spent with him, you know, has really changed just one aspect of his photography. So yes, he would never have learned that just hanging around in the periphery. He would never have learned it reading a book. He would never have learned it, you know, watching a DVD or, you know, going to a lecture. It is the doing. That's why a hands-on workshop is such a powerful thing for your photography, if you can get it. There are a lot of workshops around, but always go to the ones where you get your camera out and you actually get to photograph something under the direct tutelage of someone standing right next to you if you possibly can.
Yeah,
can
absolutely.
Can I harken back about 5.5 minutes to the mentor having your own style, not copying them? A couple of episodes ago, Bruce said, I want to go into weddings and that.
Yep.
I'm going to say something which I still use in my head to this day. If I'm really pressed for time and I haven't got time to construct stuff, I will quite happily fall into Shelton style because I know it works.
Yes.
But I totally agree, and I think I'm a prime example of, yep, I started off with Shelton's style, but
right.
But I have my own style now.
Yeah.
But if I am hard pressed for time, and yep. I will quite happily
rip me off
into yeah. a Shelton, I will actually say, bang, yep, that's Shelton shot number six. But hey, it works.
Yeah.
I do and a whole there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
I do a whole wedding at Shelton shots.
Actually, that
with the Richard Annable 15-degree tilt. Come on, Nathan, that yeah. comes in occasionally.
What are you going to say,
look,
Bruce?
I see exactly the same thing in the audio world,
yeah.
where I see other producers who will fall back on the style of another producer, and quite often a producer that they learned from and someone they looked up to when they were just learning their skill, you know. So, yeah, that's not an uncommon thing. I don't think it's exclusive to photography that sometimes people, you know, just take on what their mentor did and, you know, although they will develop their own style, that sometimes they do fall back onto that thing because they know it works and they're, you know, just bereft of ideas at the time, you know. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Another thing that I pick on at workshops, and it happens all the time, is the is lens laziness.
Right. I've heard that quite a lot today.
Yeah, you're being lens lazy. And up comes the index finger with a stern look on my expression, with my stern expression on my face that says, you're being lens lazy. And it's often because, look, my gadget bag's way over there and I can't be bothered. I'll just shoot it from here with this lens. And I show them the photograph I've taken with the right, and they say, oh, how did you do that? Or, oh, wow. And I'll say, there's no difference between what you've metered for and what I've metered for or whatever. The only difference is I've used this lens and you've used, well, the one you happen to have on your camera at the time. And instead of running and getting the other lens to shoot it properly, and they all go, well, yeah, I know, but it's way over there. So they get 10 demerit points for lens laziness, or maybe more, depending on how generous I feel on the demerit points. But that's really been a lesson that has taught a few people today.
Well, I don't think I've ever changed lenses so many times in one single day.
Really?
No. Yeah, go for it.
In a single week.
Why, Bruce?
Why? Probably because I rarely get the opportunity to get out and indulge in photography the way we have today.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always conscious, and you know, and it's no disrespect to Kath, but she's always saying to me, you know, I'll wait, you know, while you do whatever it is that you want to do. But I always feel conscious about holding her up, what, you know, we're out on holiday or whatever it is that we're doing. And so quite often, you know, I will exhibit lens laziness. It's like, well, this is the lens I've got on, so this is what I do.
Oscar.
But today has been the complete antithesis of that. You know, where it's like, this is what we are here to do.
Yeah.
We are here to photograph it and to photograph it to the absolute best of our ability. So I've been, I guess, more inclined to go, this is not the lens that's going to give me the best result.
Yep.
And so, and interestingly, like, there was a thread which I think Richard started on 5 Minute Photographer a couple of weeks ago about
.com.
It might not have been you, about what is your lens that you you know. And I my response on that thread was, my answer should be my 135 f2.8, but in reality it's my 18-70 kit lens.
Right.
The interesting thing is that having got through today, I can look back and say I've spent more time today with my two primes than with either of my two kit zoom lenses.
Why?
Probably for the aperture.
Yep.
And it's really made me realise just how important it is to go and spend the money on fast glass.
Yeah.
2.8, baby.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's...
For depth of field or for...
Well, for obliterating depth of field, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, to reduce the depth of field.
Yeah, fantastic.
What's so funny, Richard?
Nothing.
I'm sorry, are we holding you up?
No. Has Shutter Zinc over the past 130, whatever it was, episodes, has brought forward a couple of catchphrases from key personnel.
Oh, okay.
One of them being, yeah absolutely.
and
there it was.
I just love the way you say it, Bruce.
Okay.
And the other one is, it's fabulous. And
that's not me.
That's your...
But it's such a fabulous thing to say.
It is, it's fabulous.
Hey?
Nothing, I was just looking for the wind.
Oh, Don't worry. Apparently, that's a lost cause.
Tasha has wind. That's a load.
She ate the curry.
Where's Glenn Lavender?
Glenn
Lavender!
Glenn!
He's having dinner.
Hey, Glenn!
Glenn!
Oh, is
Glenn.
He eating?
Yes, he's eating.
Dinner's rocked up.
Okay, well, we won't. Don't worry.
I'll bring his plate.
No, I didn't realise you were eating. Sit down. Don't.
Get back.
Come over.
This is live TV, folks.
Shutter's Inc.
Come over when you finish your dinner.
We should say hello to the whole crew.
That sounded very spunky.
Well, I'm a spunky man.
Sorry, spunker.
You got that spunky monkey. You got that voice going on, Glenn, have you? So I wasn't invited to the sexy table, is that the point?
Oh, no, you most certainly were about 30 seconds ago.
You were not
there, Glenn.
For the end of the podcast. Thank you for coming and enjoying watching.
No.
That's attractive,
though. We wanted to get your room for it. I didn't realise you were eating your dinner.
I don't mind my fish going cold. It came out of a wet place. Sorry. It was cold then. No, it was.
Anyway, yeah, Bruce, getting back on track.
And everybody meet Mr. Glenn Lavender.
So for those listeners who don't know, Glenn Lavender is Shelton's partner in crime with Creative Photo Workshops. Glenn, your input on what today has been like for everybody concerned.
I think farmer's is probably the technical term.
Yeah.
Fish.
Look, I think the biggest thing I would say is the eye-opening for so many people.
Oh, yeah. We've just been talking about that from my point of view.
That means I must be right.
Yeah.
If you've already said that before I got here.
Absolutely.
So once again, I've been proven right. And once again, it's just learning some of those basic skills that some of us take for granted that most of these people are going to know. Mm. And it's like sometimes we have to take a step or two back and start a little bit more
basic. At the beginning,
But then by the end of the day, a lot of people have got it. An understanding of that skill, and then tomorrow they're going to rock their worlds because they have a whole day to practice actually those new skills.
Yeah, right.
And their photo quality during the course of the day has gone through the roof, and tomorrow is going to be just amazing for them.
Awesome.
I think just seeing those learnings is the big thing.
Okay.
Yeah, just three to go, and that'll be it. That was our waitress. Everybody.
Just dealing with our waitress. Yeah, she's a lovely girl.
Who was after the fish?
I'll probably have the.
I was talking to the listeners.
You sure?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes. Right. Fine. I'll have the. I'll have a. Yep. Is that chicken in pajamas?
Yep.
Nice. Glenn makes a valid point actually, because once you have a synaptic pathway established, even in the most basic principle, if you understand the principles. You take it from there, and that's something you were saying
my
today.
My principal was German. I could never understand a word she was saying.
My German teacher at high school was named Mrs. Brust. Now, anyone who speaks... Yeah, Tash, who speaks German. What does Brust mean in German?
It means breast.
Yes.
Excellent.
Mrs. Breast was her name.
She was always
in
making a shit of herself.
Honestly.
A
complete boob of herself.
Mrs. Tang, here we come.
Yeah. Now, what was I saying?
I think he's finished.
You
before
were missing
we got me. On the. Before we got on the subject of breasts and Germans.
synaptic pathways.
Once the synaptic pathway is established, the principle of it's established.
Absolutely.
You go on with... You can then just use your own intelligence to expand upon it. And that's what we do at Creative Photography Workshops.
What's the website for that? One of the things I saw that... really enhanced this sort of message is that Bruce came up after the cruise today and goes, look at this amazing photo. It looks just like Shelton would have taken it.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, absolutely. So that means you've learnt the skill. Now put your own touch on it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And that's a big difference, yeah?
Yeah.
We can teach you how we do stuff, but then you've got to put your own talent to it.
Absolutely.
So that photo you took with Tash today... At the end of our workshop, that was a Bruce Williams original.
That was definitely
fantastic. Yeah. No worries. Now, Tash, if you don't mind me, being the person on the other end of the camera, or the good side of the pointy end. Yeah, the person on the pointy end. As Bruce was saying earlier. Yeah, all right, Tash. We know you have them.
they don't.
Elbows, people. Yeah. Elbows.
Yes, sorry.
As Bruce. I'll just rewind. Satan is God. Paul is dead. Yeah. Now, as.
Mother. Now, fine. Welcome to episode
131.3. You, as Bruce was saying before, you don't mind giving people a little bit of stick if they're doing it wrong.
A little bit.
So what were people getting wrong today, and how were you able to correct them?
She yelled.
I did not yell.
Okay.
A lot of errors that I found today were either composing, not actually getting the optimum photo opportunity. They weren't walking the arc, as you say, getting the in the best position. I did notice also not actually exposing correctly. You know, a stop or two makes such a difference in a photograph that, you know, you sort of suggest that and, oh, okay, well, you know, I've composed it this way and, you know, I've taken down a stop or I've gone up a stop. Wow, look at the difference. So I suppose that
they've
been the
kind of
things.
Nathan needs to pick
this
drawer up.
The other thing
now.
That I've
listened
to our model.
She's had a DSLR for 6 weeks and she's rocking that thing already.
Yeah,
I think it's fine.
The other thing I've heard Tash say, because she said it to me, is not at all. Don't apologise.
You're
all.
An idiot, Bruce.
is bringing to the attention of the photographer the angle of the light falling on her face.
That's right, yes.
She's close aware of it. She's aware of it even more than the photographer is at times. Now, that becomes because she's working with amateur photographers like myself. You know, Shelton wouldn't make the mistake that I would make.
But I should point
actually,
it out.
Yeah, I did, didn't I? Yes, thank you very much for that, Adam.
See what I mean?
But yeah, posing for the light is actually
huge. I think
it's
time for Adam to leave the table.
I get Tash to say that again loudly because it's what she's saying
posing
is very important.
Posing for the light is huge. It's all about photography, apparently.
Yeah.
Hence, I don't have my meal. But that's fine.
Yeah, how come you aren't eating
it? Oh, she's a model. She doesn't
eat it. Yeah,
see, Tash, the only thing, yeah, and she's going to throw it up anyway. You know, keep herself thin. But no, the only reason that we've got Tash to speak is because all the rest of us have received our meals.
That's right.
And as Bruce says as he takes another sip of Cab Sauvignon. And of course, we thought we'd just get Tash to speak so we can all stuff our mouths full of food. So please, keep going, Natasha.
I'm a lot of Coke too, which isn't good.
Tab? No, we're not trading.
Lol.
Well, in that case, what we might do is we might just pause the recording for now. When we finish our dinner, we'll come back.
All right. Do they have to wait?
No. Okay, so we're back. We've had dinner, and it was very nice.
Very nice.
And we're joined by Mikey. How are you, Mikey?
Mikey. You've got to come a little closer, Mikey. Come on, man.
Not that close, Mike. No, that's all right.
Come on, man.
Come on, mate. Come on.
Yeah, pull up that pew and come a little closer.
So, Mikey, what have your thoughts been of today?
Oh, very warm.
Yeah.
Very
observant.
Lots of cameras. Yeah, lots of cameras, lots of opportunities.
Excellent company.
Now, I'm going to talk about you today.
Very warm.
I'm going to talk about Mikey now.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about Mikey because Mikey learned a valuable thing, and we were talking about this today. Mike was sitting around before, and he just said, and I said, what's up, Mike? You know, and I'm, they were great photo ops, and he said, mate, I'm just not into it today. Just not into it. Just can't make it happen. So we took a minute out, and we set up a photograph once again with our fabulous model, Miss Natasha Humble.
Golf clap.
Insert applause here.
Right, okay.
Right.
40,000 strong from Madison Square Garden.
That's it. Yeah, that sound effect. That's good. Now,
anyway,
just getting back. And I said, you know, Mikey took a minute out and we worked him through the shot. And he just took this, I'm sorry, it's just an awesome photograph. It's just...
Really?
Awesome rockin' portrait of Tash.
It'll be posted on 5MP.
Oh, it has to be.
5-Minute Photographer.
It has to be posted on 5-Minute Photographer and your Flickr and your Facebook and your Mikey Krillick blog, which you'll no doubt have to start up soon. All these other things. Now, and we said we had a chat because you learn something from taking one good photograph. And what was that, mate? When you're not in the zone, what have you got to do?
I forget.
Come on. All right, okay. Now, come on. We talked about this, Mike. We talked about this. Where if you just take the time and you put yourself into a position where you have to take a photograph and you take one good photograph, what does that one good photograph do on the inside of you?
Personally, it makes me go wow, and I think that's the spark that I need to just go nuts for the rest of the day.
Go nuts for the rest of the day.
And he did.
And he did.
Did you?
At the off-camera flash session, my God, he was off.
I heard him saying, "Damn, I'm good. Watch me. Watch me. Watch me. I'm bad, but I've got it. Watch me."
And then he said, "Tash, just a little bit closer." And I have photographic proof of a really interesting angle he shot at,
which was an awesome shot.
It was. It was a great shot,
Mark. That was.
Tash was standing down the hill. I had my legs between hers.
Hang on, this is a family podcast.
No, it's all clean.
So she had her legs apart, standing over you.
Yes.
Yep.
I was laying back.
Yep.
And
it's a standard photographer position.
Yes, it's the
no pun intended.
It's the hallmark of a good photographer.
Yep.
Laying on their back.
Yep. Every single listener who's ever doubted the value of going on a photography workshop is now signing up.
I'm going on one of these Shelton Muller workshops. Awesome. And, go on, Mikey. Sorry, bud.
Using the wide angle.
Yep.
I was using the off camera flash, and got the shot that I wanted and loved it and said to everyone else apparently. So
can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
If we hadn't taken the time to work through that photograph that we worked through earlier in the afternoon, do you think you would have been enthused as much to work as hard as you did this evening?
No, I think my camera probably would have been in the Murray River.
Oh, really? Is that how you're feeling?
Yeah, not the Nikon.
That's where they belong.
Oh.
And the only cannon shooter on the table.
Only cannon shooter on the table.
Adam, you are bad.
Yeah, okay. You know, we're lucky we let you on this table, Davidson. All right?
I'm paid to be here.
Yeah.
Not at this table. Not at this table.
No one at this table
this
is paid to be here,
man. It's VIP, baby.
Yeah, and that's where Tasha's been invaluable today. She's been able to see the shot the photographer should be getting.
Yeah.
And then slapping him over the back of the head to make sure it's right.
Yeah.
Tash
absolutely.
Is a nice person, everybody.
Oh, no.
We're painting a really bad picture of an evil model here.
Apparently.
Yeah.
But that's exactly what I was saying earlier. Is that she does. She is aware of things that even the photographer is sometimes not aware of and points it out to you, which is great.
That's why we
now I'm sure if Tash was being paid, you know, by some other photographer to do a shoot, she'd probably keep her mouth shut.
I doubt that.
I doubt that.
Okay, all right.
It's a nice thought in theory, but no, she's an opinionated woman, and we love her.
She's a Leo. That's all about her.
Okay, another great thing about Tash, though, is if no one's giving her direction, she'll turn her back to everybody. And
and she has a great back. And it's just an awesome shot.
Baby got back.
And throw a mini kind of hissy fit, like attitude, no, you didn't type of thing. Unless someone gives a direction, which is great because people need to give you direction.
Absolutely.
I got it a lot today.
You got the back a lot, Mikey.
Yeah.
And what did it teach you, my friend?
She has an awesome back.
Yes.
No, it's better when she turns around.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when I have to direct her how to post the shot. Because, you go out in the shoot, as I've done before, with the amateur model, she doesn't know what she's doing.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Whereas Tash does, but if she does it for you, what are you going to learn?
Nothing.
It's easy.
Yeah. Get some good shots out of it.
Exactly.
You have the responsibility. You're the light writer. You need to tell her where.
Ooh, can I have that again, Mikey? That was awesome. Bring that forward, man. Lean forward and say that properly, man. You're the what?
You are the light writer.
Wow.
Ooh.
That sounds like a great TV series.
Light Rider.
Hey, with David Hasselhoff and a talking car.
A talking camera.
I think you should put it on F11.
Michael, what are you doing? That shutter speed is wrong.
Michael,
turbo boost.
I'm singing on the Berlin Wall.
Now, Tash, why do you turn your back to photographers when they don't give you directions?
Secretly, she hates us.
Yeah, I secretly hate them. No, a lot of, I mean, if they don't give me direction, obviously they lack confidence. So it's like, okay, well, you know what? I'm going to bring it out of you.
But also they're not thinking.
What you want to see.
But they're not thinking either.
No, they say, okay, well, she looks good there, what she's doing right now. I was like, yeah. Oh, what if I pull a face? What if I do something stupid? Yeah. What do you want to see in the back of your camera? So it's actually great to get direction and boost, obviously, the confidence of the photographer to say, this is what I want, this is how I'm seeing it, and therefore orchestrate it.
This is the one thing that often frustrates me about workshops is that Shelton spends the time, sets up an awesome shot, and then you've got seven photographers either side of him cramming in, and Adam Davidson, several times I had a lens over my left shoulder as I was shooting. I mean, talk about stealing a shot. I mean, he had his lens on my shoulder.
At least he admits it.
That's a reference shot.
Yeah, sorry to jump on the bandwagon, but he is a Canon shooter.
This is true.
He needs that inspiration button in front of the camera.
And DVD burner in the back of my camera.
And just to prove a point, I actually took a series of photographs that have seven photographers lining up a shot, seven photographers taking a shot, and then seven photographers all looking at the back of their screen at once.
Cool.
Got some really interesting photos of Bruce Williams too, and you know.
Oh, yeah. So tomorrow, Glenn said something earlier that is very true, and that is all the things, the principles that they've learned today, they'll be able to take tomorrow and apply for themselves.
Awesome.
And the interesting thing, Nathan was worried earlier in the day, and it's fair enough that, you know, people were standing around and they weren't, you know, there's always a settlement period on a weekend workshop or a day workshop where people will feel a little apprehensive, and then they'll start to get a few techniques under their belt, and then they'll start to rock. By the end of the first day, they've got a few things they really go, oh, and then the following day, they're full on. So tomorrow, as we're photographing the heritage trucks or whatever, the American trucks, and that at the truck display, that's going to be great. And people are going to have their own things they've learned today, and they're going to take them with them tomorrow. So, you know, the instructors on this workshop won't have as much hard work to do. And secondly, they will be able to then expand on those and create the synaptic pathway that's so necessary for them to do, as you said earlier, take that home and do it for themselves, so they don't take Shelton shots or Richard shots or Glenn shots or, you know, Nathan shots or whatever. And that is basically what our workshops are, a good workshop should be all about. Is that, you know, here we'll teach you some principles, now take it home, use your own intelligence, your own creativity, your own imagination, and make it yours. And that's where tomorrow is going to be good for you, Bruce.
Yeah, absolutely.
The things that you've learned today, you'll be able to apply tomorrow. Get some more photographs for your wedding folio.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
All right, well, I think we've pretty much covered everything we're going to cover. I think if we invited more people over here, we'd probably get much the same response from everyone. So we might wrap it up for now, but later on this evening we're going to be talking some Photoshop stuff with Glenn. So we might just roll disc over that.
Roll disc.
And see whether there's anything worth including on the podcast from that discussion as well.
And then it's up at 5 a.m. in the morning.
Up at 5 o'clock tomorrow.
5 a.m. morning.
Again.
Yep.
And on behalf of all of us, Bruce, get your room key. Okay.
Sorry?
Remember?
Oh, right.
Yes, no holding us up this morning, Bruce.
Right, okay.
And think Glenn's not here to repeat the comment he made on the bus.
Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.
And unfortunately, when we got back to the motel, I, for some reason, just never even thought to go and grab the flash recorder and record some of the conversations as we were talking about Photoshop. And although I had planned that on the Sunday I would take the flash recorder and try and get some recording of Shelton, you know, doing his thing, conducting the workshop, I was just having such a great time and learning so much that, again, I just got sidetracked and didn't even think to pull the flash recorder out. So my apologies. It was on the plan. It just didn't happen. So my apologies once again.
So there you have it. I can honestly say that it was just a fantastic weekend. I had such a great time. Both the models, Natasha and Caroline, were fantastic to work with. Nothing was ever a problem or too much to ask. I met a bunch of great people and just had an absolute hoot and learned a heap. So yeah, very much worthwhile. And I would, you know, in hindsight, say to anybody who has ever ummed and ahed about doing a photography workshop, that if you have access to a workshop that is of the same caliber as those which Shelton conducts, then it is absolutely worth every cent you pay for it. It was a great time. All right, people, I will leave it there, and hopefully next week we'll be back onto our regularly scheduled programming with Shelton on Skype and me here. All right, until I speak with you next, take care.
This has been another AudioToYou.com podcast. For previous episodes, check out
ShutterZinkPodcast.com.
Please send questions, comments, or feedback to studio@AudioToYou.com.